Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have your sports break for September 4th today. As sports history is made every single day of the year, we try to preserve at least a little bit of it with the great events that happened on September 4th and some of the great athletes that performed them with their uniform numbers were available. Jersey numbers we're going to talk about today are 8. 23, 9, 10, 25, 13, and jersey number 5. It all starts off September 4th, 1916. Future Baseball Hall of Fame pitchers Christy Mathewson and Mordecai Brown face off against each other for the final time. After 25 meetings between these two in the contest, Mathewson takes a 13-12 advantage with the Reds a 10-8 winner over the Cubs. You can't get much closer than that when you have 25 meetings between two giants of the mound and just hurling their butts off. 13-12 advantage for Mathewson. September 4th, 1923, New York Yankees pitcher Sad Sam Jones no-hits Philadelphia's Athletics 2-0. Not sure why he was sad. Wasn't sad that day as they won 2-0. September 4th, 1985, New York Mets catcher number 8 Gary Carter had two home runs in a 9-2 win in San Diego. He was hot. We told you, we had talked about him the other day. He tied a Major League Baseball record of 5 home runs in 2 games. Like we said, September 3rd, he had 3 home runs in that contest. September 4th, 1991, Major League Baseball Statistical Accuracy Committee voted to drop an asterisk next to Roger Maris's name, who famously donned the number 9 for the Yankees, and when he had a 1961 home run record of 61, which passed Babe Ruth's number 60. They had that asterisk on there. They decided, hey, let's take that away. That's legitimate that he got 61. September 4th, 1993, Penn State University plays its first football game in the Big Ten Conference. They defeated Minnesota 38-20. In that game, quarterback John Sokka, number 9 of the Nittany Lions, threw 4 touchdown passes to number 10 Bobby Engram, and what a great career he had, both with Penn State and in the NFL. Now, September 4th, 1993, that same day, New York Yankees pitcher Jim Abbott, number 25, threw a no-hitter against the Cleveland Indians for a 4-0 victory for the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. September 4th, 1994, the Cleveland Browns quarterback Tom Tupa, number 7, scored the first 2-point conversion in NFL history by running in a fake extra point attempt for the Cleveland Browns in a 28-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. You remember, for some 64 years of the NFL's existence, they did not have that 2-point conversion, added it in the 1994 season, and it's still going strong today. September 4th, 1994, same day, Miami quarterback Dan Marino, who wore number 13, threw 5 touchdown passes in the Miami Dolphins' 39-35 victory over their rival, the New England Patriots. He ended up setting an NFL record, did Marino, with his 18th game of 4 or more touchdown passes. He could certainly sling the rock. September 4th, 1995, Chicago White Sox third baseman Robin Ventura, number 23, hit grand slams in consecutive innings, the 4th and a 5th inning of that game, in a 14-3 rout of the Texas Rangers. Texas pitching was hurting a little bit that day with Ventura. September 4th, 2005, a 20-year-old Kyle Busch in the number 5 Kellogg's Tony the Tiger Chevrolet became the youngest driver to win a NASCAR Cup Series race when he outdueled Greg Biffle in the Sony HD500 at the California Speedway. There is your sports break for September 4th. We're glad you could join us for this little bit of history and a little bit of remembrance of some great athletes and great events that happened on September 4th. Hope you'll join us each and every day for that. In the meantime, Join our friends at the sportshistorynetwork.com, 30 podcasters plus, just going every day, bringing you some great sports history on the podcast and on some great posts on sportshistorynetwork.com. Also join our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, for some great events there in the world of sports, just like these sports breaks that you're getting. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.